Good morning. We continue Chayalim Hilchos Shaldrus. We're going to call them above the Malach of Mechatech, and we saw Siman Aleph, where the Chayalim gave a definition of the Malach of Mechatech. And let's see Siman Beis, where he gives us the Shiurim. To be Chayav of Korban Chatos, a person has to do a Shiur. So, what is a Shiur for the Malach of Mechatech? So, the Chayalim Siman Beis says, Mechatech min or Kelasus Kameya. Person cuts off from a large piece of a hide of leather, a smaller piece which he's going to use to make a kameya. They would make the kameya and they would wrap it around with leather to keep it safe, keep it intact. So that's a shir chayiv who she's covered limidus orker limidus bachboy, and because his point over there is to cut it to a certain size. So that's the malach of mechatech. As opposed to a person would just take a random piece off without any specific interest in size at all, and I'll figure it out later on. So that's not going to be the Malach of Mechatech, like we saw in that Siman Aleph. It has to be the Kavana. But a person is intentionally cutting it to a specific size, that's going to be the shear for the Chiyuv of Mechatech, is Kenei Lasus Kameya. Okay, so we talked about under the umbrella of the Malach of Mechatech is cutting things to size, and even if the size is not perfectly specific, as long as that's a valid range and a person is trying to accomplish that valid range, that would be chayav. The question is, does Mechatech apply to other acts of whittling, etc.? So sometimes when a person whittles, so what you're doing is an act of tikkun kli. But sometimes the point is you're creating a certain shape, which is a usable shape. So the same way you're creating a size, which is a usable size, creating a shape, which is a usable shape, arguably should go under the Malach of Mechatech. So there definitely our poskim will suggest. So for example, a person sharpens a pencil, so they're shaving away part of the pencil to give the pencil a certain shape. It's not a question of size as much as a question of shape, but from size to shape, it's not such a significant difference in halacha. Both of them are an act with intent to create a usable item. You might touch into the sugya makom patish as well. So, for example, if a person, the Mishabura in Siman Shin Chaf Beis deals with a person who's cutting down a piece of wood to use as a toothpick. So the Rosh says that the problem is tikkun kli, but the Rambam says the problem is mechatech. So both aspects potentially could be true. We have the Rosh's approach and the Rambam's approach. But so this would apply. So Rafalka has a fascinating example. If a person has a cork which doesn't fit into the bottle, he wants to shave away part of the cork to make the cork a little bit thinner to be able to fit into the bottle. Some corks come that they expand when they're removed, that it's almost impossible to put them back in. A person would want to shave away part of the cork to make it the right shape and the right width to be able to fit in the bottle, would go under the Malach of Mechatech. And that's a type of an example which people would very rarely think about, whether that's a question at all, whether that's a problem. The truth is, from the angle of the Rosh, it might go under the umbrella of tikkun kli. So there would be two arguments why it might be a problem. Maybe both of them are true. But a person, certain scenarios, a person is being makel to do some acts of refuah on Shabbos. He needs to cover a wound and he needs a large piece of gauze. So they want to cut some surgical tape to pull up some surgical tape from the roll to be able to attach it properly to the body that should protect the wound. And so in the case where there's a sakana, obviously that's going to be, you do whatever you have to do. In the case where there's no sakana, but so the person is a chali kala guf, the person has a bona fide kala, and therefore the serum rabbanon of refuah do not apply. Now the new question is, how exactly do you cut the gauze pad to the right size if the gauze pad is too large, and cutting the tape itself the right length that it's now usable to tape down the gauze is also going to be potentially malacha mechatech as well, because the person is cutting it to a very usable size. Another example of mechatech, which people are familiar with, but people don't necessarily come from the angle of mechatech, is if you have a sefer or a book where some of the pages have not been fully cut, they're attached to each other. We're not talking about a case where they're compressed one against the other from the knives which come down and cut off the edges of the paper, leaves a compression process on the pages. So they're not really attached, they're just sort of like folded against each other, pushed against each other very tightly. In the case where the paper isn't fully cut. So cutting that paper is going to be a problem either of tikkun kli or of mechatech. By cutting it, you're being mechatech and to a the proper size. You might have an angle from the malach of kareya as well, but the Shura Shabbos Kehilchosa points out that this would go into the malach of mechatech, because you're definitely the cutting you're doing is a specific type of size that you're going to have the result. Obviously, a person has a length of a tablecloth that they want to tear to size used for the table, even though it's not a specific, they're not getting an exact number. So it's a 6-foot table, 72 inches, and the guy's planning to have 4 inches laying over on each side, so another 8 inches, so it's 80 inches. So he measures it exactly 80 inches. Obviously, that's going to be mechatech. If a person sort of eyeballs it, he says, you know, that seems to be enough, that it'll fit nicely on the table. And that would be a problem of the malach mechatech. So those are some practical examples where counting examples where mechatech could play out. As in the next shir, we'll go to Simon Gibel. Meanwhile, have a good day.